What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond. Appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company. The Junkies looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, June 27th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. What's
good
up?
Good morning.
We made it to Friday.
Were you out on your porch looking for the Thunder Boomers? I know you're a big weather watcher.
No, we were actually at dinner when the storm came through Ashburn. And it stopped pretty quick. So unless it rained again when I was sleeping, I don't know if we got another storm after that. But no, I didn't. I wasn't on the porch. I was inside a restaurant having dinner.
Did we get any big storms in Montgomery County? I don't feel like. I mean, I felt like it rained a
little bit.
I wouldn't
call them storms. I saw some heat, lightning, and some drizzle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not huge. But I guess it broke the temperatures because it's supposed to be in the 70s today after the intense heat that we've had all week.
I think for the next couple days, right? I think.
Good. We need it big time. But yesterday I did the IDM podcast with Shorts and Othello.
Nice. It was in your backyard.
I mean, Shorts lives, you know, half mile from me.
Sure, he was thrilled to have you over.
You could be a frequent guest then.
Have you guys done the show at his house yet?
No.
Or done the podcast?
No. I don't anticipate.
He said they want to change things up. They want to start doing it in person. So they don't want to do the Zoom thing.
With their guests?
Well, either with the guests or with us. But I don't know. I said, good luck getting Bickle out to Ashburn in your basement. Yeah. But they said it was going to be an hour. I was there an hour and a half.
I feel like they're not even doing the show regularly. Are they doing the show regularly?
I think so. Twice a week.
They said Tuesdays and Fridays.
They are? They're doing it Tuesdays and Fridays? Okay, good for them.
From his basement.
Uh-huh.
By the way, Chris Lingenbach, Blue Shorts, is out of work. Doesn't have a job.
He's got a baby, too.
Stay-at-home mom's got a wife. I met them. Very cute wife. Very cute kid. 5 months old. Olivia. But he's got no job. He hadn't worked in 3 months.
I last saw him at Honor Brewing when we had our appearance for the NFC Championship game.
Right.
And that didn't go the way for the Washington Commanders fans that were there. But saw him and he was hanging out. That's the last time I saw him. I don't know if he was jobless at that point, but I know that his wife was about to have the baby now.
He's a smart guy. If you need a writer, someone to misquote you and write a snarky column, he's your guy.
He went from writer to working in construction for a while.
I know.
He was in construction management, yeah, but he wants to get back into social media. So he said, hey, can you throw it out there? I said, you know what, sure. So
that snark, like that deadspin like snark.
Yeah.
If you're looking for that.
Yeah.
I mean serious.
But
there is something to it.
He's been driving for Lyft.
Yeah. Well, at least he's making some money.
He ain't making that much.
Did he tell you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he needs a job. So if you want to reach out to Matt and Matt, he gave me his Twitter, but I don't know where it is. It's somewhere on my phone.
Just reach out to somebody.
We'll Lingenbach, I believe.
Right.
But
reach out to the boys behind the glass.
Yeah, reach out to Matt and Matt.
Yeah.
I think those guys do the show
tonight
quite often. Oh, you're doing it tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. At his house?
No, they're coming to my place.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, it's a traveling circus.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely going to be a circus tonight because I'm bringing my kids.
Oh, really? So that's the thing. So he's got, so obviously Drabby's got twin girls. Othello's got two girls, 5 and 3, and Shorts has a 5-month-old daughter. I think Othello's bringing his kids too. I think it's gonna be romper room tonight when you guys
it
are
might be.
This.
Oh, great!
He might be bringing his kids.
I think,
yeah, probably because I said I had to bring mine. So good. I'm glad he's bringing his.
I think he is. I think he told me that.
The daddy daycare over there.
Daddy daycare. So it was fine. We just talked about life.
Did they get you? Did they piss you off and ask you questions about your mom or anything?
No, we just talked about life. And
Eric has venom for Shorts.
Me?
Yeah.
I do not. I like Shorts, actually. I like him as a human. I don't understand his humor, but I like him as a human being. I don't know what else to say.
It was fine. It was just a little long.
I like him as a human being, as a living, breathing human being.
Tonight, with those guys, it's going to be 2 hours. Those guys are going to talk for 2 hours.
We're driving?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk until one of my kids starts crying, and then I'm going to leave.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Could be 4 minutes.
I guess.
You can't leave the kids with the wife?
No, she had prior plans.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anyway. Yeah,
but anyways, if you need a lift, just contact Shorts.
Yes.
Need a ride.
Yes.
So podcasts aplenty, because you got Bit Season, and you're promoting IDM. And, of course, you can listen to the Sports Junkies podcast wherever you download your podcast. Enter the term Sports Junkies.
Right. I think I mentioned on the air that I did Kimes podcast a couple days ago. If you want to check that out. That was fun to do. So check that out. Just follow Kime on Twitter.
So you had the second round of the NBA draft last night. I got to admit, didn't watch it. I saw that the Wizards drafted Jameer Watkins.
Didn't they trade out of their pick or no? Am I crazy? I thought I read that.
They had traded one of their second round picks. Remember we had that whole debate about the second round pick?
They had the 40th pick and then they traded it to New Orleans. So if you look on the actual draft list, it probably says they took the Micah Peavy from Georgetown, but that was traded to New Orleans.
But they had another pick that they actually used.
They had the 43rd pick that they used.
Yeah. Okay, good.
And that's when they took Watkins.
Watkins, who's from Florida State. He's actually a little bit older. He's like an old head.
Well, because he was at VCU. I remember watching him at VCU a couple times. I don't know if I watched him at Florida State, but he was at VCU first, and then he transferred to Florida State. So he played 4 or 5 years college hoops.
We're going to have Will Dawkins, the Wizards GM, on the show a little bit later.
Oh, good.
I saw that ESPN put out their grades, and they gave the Wizards a B-.
I saw that, yeah. I guess they're not that happy with the Will Riley pick. I don't know. They got to be happy with Trey Johnson pick.
I don't think they love the Trey Johnson pick either.
Oh, geez.
Well, I mean, I think they're okay with it.
Well, you know what?
I don't think they
loved it. I saw that they gave the Mavericks a B, and they got Cooper Flagg. These grades are so dumb.
Yeah.
I put zero stock in a grade.
Yes,
I mean,
of course.
Zero. What this guy wrote was, I was skeptical of Trey Johnson as a top 5 prospect because of his poor defensive metrics and low 2-point percentage. Outside that range, his potential as a shooter justifies the pick. And then he does say, yeah, Riley went ahead of where he expected, and Watkins is about to turn 24 in July. But anyway, Will Dawkins is scheduled to join us coming up at 8:25, so we'll talk to the Wizards GM. You know, we had that poll yesterday. I thought that was pretty interesting as to which rebuild you believe in more, whether it is the Nationals rebuild, which has gone on longer with Mike Rizzo. Mm-hmm. Now, it's already produced some stars like James Wood, C.J. Abrams, and Mackenzie Gore, all from the Soto trade. And then you've got the Wizards rebuild, which has been going strong now for 2 seasons. It'll be entering the 3rd season. And it was basically a 50-50 split. I haven't checked. Let me check right now. I don't see where it ended. But it was basically right down the middle.
Well, I said right away when you threw it out there, I thought it was a good question. I kind of lead towards the Nats for some reason. But yeah, I could see you could make arguments for either side.
We'll get into it a little bit later in the show. Like I said, Will Dawkins is going to join us, the Wizards GM. Also, Mark Ein's going to be on the show, Commander's minority owner and chairman of the Mubadala City DC Open, as we talk a little tennis. Always good chatting with Mark Ein. Mm-hmm. That's coming up at 9:40. We've got some stadium news to get into a little bit later. It never goes away. Why doesn't the city council, if we were part of the city council, here's what we would all have.
Pass, pass, pass.
We would all have a rubber stamp.
Yeah.
So we will get into that coming up at 7 o'clock. If you want to get in touch with us, you can always hit us up at 1-800-636-1067. That's the number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can also hit us up on Twitter at Junks Radio. We'll be right back. So Jason did the podcast with our old friends yesterday. And this morning, not necessarily because of that, but I had an idea and was driving in. So I just had my Spotify on my liked songs and on random shuffle. And an old ditty came up that used to open our show, Time for Some Action.
Mm-hmm.
And those boys do the month of Junkies, but how about this for the month of July? Everybody's got to be on board, and I've kind of kicked this around before. We do Throwback Thursdays, where you pick the intro songs that you want, maybe like old school intro songs. Give them to Valdez well in advance. There's not an issue. Mm-hmm. So you can give it to them on Tuesday. And then we have a throwback segment of the week, like Donkeys of the Week or something that we did old school. July is the month on the board that we know has the least going on.
Throwback.
We're getting
July.
Ready for football season. The Commanders will be in training camp. I think it's the 30th of July. I might be wrong, plus or minus a day. It's right around there. So you play like your old school songs that used to lead off the show. You know, you would play Bush or whatever you want to play yeah. from back in the day. And it just kind of has that vibe of the old school show.
I'd have to go back and listen to the old school shows because I don't remember the songs that we played.
I like it, other than I don't really want to bring back an old segment.
You don't want to bring
you
back
just don't want to do the work
of the week?
No, I mean, I think it's work to come up with the songs. I actually don't want to do an old segment.
You just remind me and I'll work on it.
Yeah.
If we end up doing it.
I'll do it next week.
Right. While you're in Dallas, you'll call in from Dallas.
Yeah. I like hearing the old
Cakes,
songs.
I know Cakes will love it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the songs are no problem. I just, you know, you have to remind me on the segments.
I got fired up when I don't remember the last time I'd heard that. Now, Michael Buffer sued people. And I remember when we used to play that intro, eventually somebody in management, Jim McClure or Jeremy Coleman, said, hey, you got to like pot it down on that
old school rap. And all right, that's fine. We can do that. Just remind me next week.
All right, I can lead off and then you can try the next week.
Okay, that's fine.
So I'll give you two weeks to prep your songs.
No, Bickle the next week.
I might have to take off.
You can take. So when do you leave for Dallas today?
No, I don't leave until... I actually don't think I leave until Sunday.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
And is that a volleyball trip or is that a...
Yeah, it's national, so we'll be there like until like the 3rd. I think I might come home the 3rd.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, it'll be fun.
Have you checked the weather in Dallas for
no,
next week?
No, I mean, because
I'm sure it'll be brutal.
You're like in a convention center most of the time.
Right.
You know.
By the way...
Dallas is boring.
Shout out to my daughter, Madden. She's 24 today.
Wow.
June 27th.
Happy birthday.
She's 24. Can't believe it.
What are the plans? Is she going out with girlfriends or is she actually going to spend time with family?
No, we're going to dinner tonight. We're going to go to a nice dinner in Tyson's. And
good.
My mother-in-law will be there and my younger daughter, so it'll be the five of
you
us.
You got to foot the bill?
I will. And it's not going to be cheap because the restaurant's not that cheap. But you know what? It's once a year. It's a birthday. It'll be fine.
Worth it.
But I can't believe I have a 24-year-old.
Yeah.
Bro.
Dude, babies.
It's going by, man.
Does she have a boyfriend yet?
She does not.
Right.
Younger one, yes. Older one, no.
Right. All right.
So.
I still think Cakes is going to be the first grandpa here. All my money's all in on Cakes.
Cakes, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, I'm talking smack. I mean, my son's had a girlfriend for 3-4 years, but maybe even longer.
Yeah.
But I still think Cakes is first.
And his oldest is 28?
27, 28. I think. I don't know. He's done with medical school. He's just doing his, whatever you call that, internship, whatever.
Residency.
Down in Carolina, yeah. Man, that's incredible.
So tell me what happened yesterday in the second round of the draft. I had a hard time working up a lather for it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the first couple picks, and then I was out.
I was actually more interested in some of the free agents that were signing. You know, guys like the Hunter Dickinsons,
yeah.
A couple of the Matha guys signed some two-way deals or whatever.
I saw that out of all of the second-round picks last night, I think about 14 of them got traded.
Yeah.
I think so basically half of them got traded.
Right.
There were only 10 picks in the entire NBA draft that at some point were not traded.
Uh-huh. Isn't that crazy?
That is. I'm with Scott Van Pelt.
So different than the NFL.
Van Pelt went on a rant about the hats that they wear.
Oh, really?
That a lot of times... The guys show up and they know they're not going to the team, but they wear the hat anyway because the deal hasn't been
finalized.
Yeah. It's not official. And it dates back a long time ago. Like Chris Webber. Who drafted Chris Webber? Was it the Orlando Magic?
Sounds right.
I think the Orlando Magic drafted him because they had drafted Shaq the year before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But people knew that he was going to Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to go up there with the stupid Magic hat. And it's just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you know the deal's happening, I mean, this happened with the Wizards, right? We found out before the Wizards second first round pick that they had already traded it to Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Utah drafted the kid Clayton from Florida. But the kid Clayton's got to go up there and wear the stupid Wizards hat. He's mm-hmm. not on the Wizards. Mm-hmm. It's yeah. dumb. I'm totally with Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's a my, I get it. I guess maybe there might be deals which don't get finalized, mm-hmm. but it's just kind of stupid.
You have to protect yourself, I guess.
It's yeah, stupid.
Did Duke have five guys drafted yesterday?
Let's see. I know James got selected. And
Proctor. And then you had the three guys on day one. So they had at least five guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if.
So basically, they're starting five.
Wild.
Yeah. Well, they had a pretty damn good team. But I just noticed that half, if not more than half, of the second round picks were all traded to another team.
But Drab, did you have like any of these guys were guys that you kind of liked maybe late in the first who went in the second that you think could be the second round surprise? Any of these guys?
I know the Suns were super fired up for the guy they drafted at 31. I think they had him ranked in the top 15.
Oh, Fleming from St. Joe's, yeah.
Yep. The second round is kind of interesting because there's the bigger names from college basketball. Like you guys always say, oh, we knew all the names. Well, mm-hmm. like a lot of the All-American guys or the older guys are either going to go in that second round or undrafted. Fears was undrafted. Kalkbrenner was drafted early second. You had Johnny Broome drafted.
About all the bigger names around Hunter Dickinson, and he went undrafted.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the thing with Hunter is, he's got the size, and it's the athleticism.
But it's just wild.
Yeah. But I like the kid from VCU, the Max Scholga kid. Uh-huh. The Euro, he went late. I can't remember who
traded him to Boston.
Oh, so he ended up with Boston. Yeah. I like that kid. I'm not sure what kind of player he's going to be in the NBA, but he was a good college player.
Mm-hmm.
And then Proctor, good player from Duke. We talked about the Wizards selecting Watkins, 4-year player, a couple years at VCU, and then ended up at Florida State. The Kalkbrenner from UConn. I think he went
Cam
pretty.
Cam Jones. Who drafted Cam Jones? He's All American or second.
Traded
team
from Marquette. Yeah. Pacers.
Yeah. Traded to the
Pacers. Yeah.
Pacers. Spurs drafted him, traded him to the Pacers.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
So there were some really good college players that went in the second round.
Mm-hmm. Several teams didn't even have picks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it all comes down to the first rounders, you know?
It seemed like on the whole, there weren't as many international players. I don't know if that's true. Certainly seemed like that early in the draft. I saw, in the second round, there were more. Guys from Australia, Senegal, France, Serbia. He had more in the second round.
I don't know how many total. I mean, some of the kids that were drafted from the colleges were international kids. I mean, because Edgecombe was from mm-hmm. the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Now he moved to Florida when he was in, I think, middle school, mm-hmm. maybe early high school. But and then the kid from BYU, he's Russian, mm-hmm.
Demon.
He ended up at BYU. So you had some international players that played in college.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many total Euros.
It seemed like it was down from maybe years past, but that's total perspective.
Possibly.
It's just a guess.
Hey, Valdez, I guess I'd like to chime in on this one, but Justin Tucker is given a 10-week ban from the 2025 regular season.
He agreed to it, right? There were some sort of negotiations, it sounded like. So he's not going to appeal it. I think that's
but
the deal.
It
right?
Also, I think it can start. It starts week one, even if he's not signed to a team. And if he's signed to a team, he can participate in the camps and everything.
And the preseason.
Seems
games.
Like it's pretty beneficial to him.
I think it's. I don't think it's as bad as it looks on paper.
Now the Ravens divorced themselves from him, right?
Yeah, he was released. I forget the date, but they saved money on their cap from. Releasing him at a certain time.
Plus, he was on the downside, potentially. He had a career worth 73% kicking percentage when his career is right around 90%.
And they drafted the big leg out of Arizona.
Right.
I think his name's Troon. I might be getting that wrong. But anyway, they drafted him out of Arizona. But he's on the market. You need a kicker.
Yep.
Now,
So you're right. So he can practice in training camp, he can play in the preseason games, but the suspension starts week one.
I think what's going to happen is a team may sign him after week 10.
Your guy's Tyler Loop, the way.
Loop.
Sorry. Tyler Loop, number 33, is wearing Eddie Murray's number.
But he did not. I guess the charges I guess, are still pending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's no real sexual assault.
Is there
it's just allegations right now.
Yeah. Is there an actual investigation? Are they?
I think the NFL did a separate investigation than the police.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then this, from their investigation that they did, I guess, with alongside the police, this is what they came up with the suspension.
So the Commanders have Matt Gay now as their kicker. Mm-hmm. They gave him a decent amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say he's hurt. Would you have a problem with them bringing in Justin Tucker?
I mean, I don't know enough about the case. I just feel like Tucker was kind of struggling a little bit. Yeah. Or probably try to find somebody else.
He's got
to have to deal with all of the.
He's
got to
have thick skin if he comes back, right?
Well, I think he wants to come back. You don't want to end on that note, right? So I understand from his perspective, you want to at least come back, clear your name a little bit,
mm-hmm.
get that behind you, so that's not the last thing people think of.
Let's say he joins your team late in the season.
Yeah.
Let's say the Commanders are 10-5. Yeah, 10-5. So their playoff team got 2 games left. 10-5. Matt Gay tears his hamstring.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Tucker's still out there. Do you bring him in? And
depends who else. I mean,
how do you think he's received? Do you think the players he'll be off limits?
Players
or
won't
do you
care.
Think they bully him and Jones?
No, players won't care, especially at that point, that late in the season. You'll have some protesters probably. It's just going to be a lot for an organization to deal with, I think. I don't think players would care.
Yeah.
I mean, the
media is going to come down on whatever team picks them up.
I think any team, if any team were to sign Justin, the case needs to be closed. It can't be an ongoing thing.
Yeah, it kind of has to be behind you.
I wonder if he's ever going to talk to the media about it.
Well, he's denied
it. He released
it.
A statement. He still denied it.
Yeah.
He did an interview with Clay Travis about it.
Oh, yeah. He did? Okay.
Yeah. And he still maintains his innocence.
It's all
was
lies.
He just was he just excited? Just normally excited, and those kinds of things happen.
I don't think he admits to that.
He probably doesn't talk about that.
I don't think he admits to that.
Really,
he's going to make it seem like everything is just a lie.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's like those steroid guys,
which doesn't
it's
make
like
any
Rafael
sense.
Palmeiro in front of Congress.
I think with the case, it's not the amount of women that are accusing him. I think there are prior complaints from women at the. At the spas.
Mm-hmm.
And so
there's definitely a record of complaints.
Yes. So I think that's a huge smoking gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just a terrible situation all the way around. You don't want anybody to be assaulted or harassed.
If I had to bet, I would bet he gets convicted of it.
Of something.
But my guess is he's so adamant about not doing it. It doesn't think he would settle, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a great way to throw your reputation away. They say it happened like 10, 15 years ago, though, right? It's not like recent stuff.
I don't think it's that far back, but it's not recent.
Years ago.
Yeah, maybe 10. 8 to 10, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say 10 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing terrible. Which makes me kind of believe that it's true is that there were others that were like reporting the rumors. And then finally,
there's some
the article
of
comes
it.
Out. Yeah, and then there's and then record there's of it. And then there's
some of
multiple women
were,
and
like,
multiple spots.
They were banning them.
Yeah.
So who knows? I mean, I'm not going to say 100%. But
by the way, sleepy addition by the Commanders to pick up Matt Gay. I'm looking at how he performed last year. He was with the Colts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So first of all, this should make you feel good. He hit every one of his extra points, 33 for 33.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't gimmies anymore. And then he did miss 6 field goals, but they were all 50 plus. So everything 49 or less, he hit last season.
I'm sure he's fine.
I think he's considered a reliable vet.
Yeah.
And they had those issues last year, obviously, with the injuries and McManus deal in the offseason.
Well, even the playoff win, the first win, that was a doink.
Yeah. more good luck.
Yeah, that was Commanders. Good luck.
That
but
was good luck, yeah.
You know, like it should have been. Easy gimme.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Guy almost missed it.
No, I think you have to have a reliable kicker, man.
But you can
especially in the playoffs.
You can never bank up. The only one guy you could bank on through all the years was Tucker. And then he started to fall off a little bit. But kickers, man, they go through cold spells. And teams get squirrely after a few weeks, pretty quickly.
But I wonder what this case does to Tucker's Hall of Fame chances.
Oh, it's kind of hurt him bad.
Cooked.
I was going to say, I mean, because he was a surefire Hall of Famer.
I mean, his reputation has been ruined.
Yes.
Aren't there hardly any kickers in the Hall of Fame? Are there two?
Don't know, but Tucker.
Jan Stenerud. Tucker
would be one. He would be the third.
Hmm. Is the guy from New Orleans, Morton Anderson, is he in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, there are five, actually.
Yeah.
Who are they?
Morton Anderson.
By the way, I didn't tell the story on air, but I talked to Mark Moseley about 3 or 4 weeks ago at a party. He's kind of a mutual friend of a buddy of mine, and his wife was turning 40. So they had a 40th birthday party. He showed up. Great guy. Mm-hmm. And we talked about his MVP season 1982. Do you know that the league, the NFL, never sent Mark Moseley anything for the MVP? Mm-hmm. He didn't send him a plaque or
a trophy or replica of something or
something he could frame.
Yeah.
So the only thing he's got is the Washington Post cover that said Mark Moseley wins MVP.
Yeah, framed.
And he framed it up and put it in his house.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
The league never sent him anything.
Well, do they do that?
All they
now?
Did was send him. They just called him and said, "Hey, congrats, you won the MVP."
If you win MVP now, do you get some sort of replica trophy?
Oh, you got to get something. I'm sure.
Yeah.
By the way, your five kickers that are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Lou Groza,
Before
who also played offensive tackle,
right?
Played 21 seasons,
right?
George Blanda,
okay,
he played 26 years.
Yeah,
he was a kicker, but also a quarterback,
right?
Then you've got Jan Stenerud.
I called that one.
All right,
I called Morton Anderson.
Then I mean, they say kicker. I guess this article includes punters too because they've got Ray Guy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he is the lone punter to be selected. And then you got Morton Anderson. Sorry.
Yeah. Vinatieri's not good enough. Doesn't have a big enough resume.
I think he was up. He was not one of the selections in 2025.
Uh-huh.
So maybe eventually.
He might eventually get in. Yeah. I feel like he's Hall of Fame worthy.
I think Justin Tucker is going to be boned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
His reputation is dirt right now. It's terrible.
Yeah. It is. It's awful. It's going to kill him.
What else? Anything else with the Nats play yesterday?
No, they were off.
Traveling?
Well, they're still out on the West Coast. They just had the day off out there, and they're playing the Angels this weekend.
All right.
So hopefully they can get back on track. By the way, remember we talked about the fan in Wrigley Field, the White Sox fan?
Yes.
Who was
making fun of the guy's dead mom or whatever?
Yes. Ketel Marte, who's the second baseman for the D-backs, and he was crying. His mom was killed in a car accident in 2017. This stupid fan, 22-year-old fan, was yelling stuff to Marte. Marte ended up crying on the field. Anyway, the league office said he's banned from all stadiums.
Right.
Which is awesome. I don't know how you can ban someone from stadiums.
Pretty sure he could still buy a ticket and probably go.
Yeah, but I don't know how you do that, but he was officially banned.
Yeah, good. That's the proper stance.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Coming up next, is there a movie we're sleeping on? Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. A little bit later in the program, Will Dawkins, Wizards GM, is going to join us at 8:25. We'll talk about the direction of the team, them drafting Trey Johnson, and what we should expect in the next coming months with the Washington Wizards. Mark Ein's going to join us later in the show. He's the minority owner of the Commanders, but also the chairman of the Mubadala City DC Open.
Wow, so he's gone way beyond just like team tennis. Like he's the chairman of the big tennis event that we have here. He's got himself locked in with the Commanders. Ein is a stud.
So the F1 movie's coming out with Brad Pitt. And is this a movie we're sleeping on? I think it's gotten some hype, but it hasn't gotten the Mission Impossible hype. And it's funny, I've seen some interviews with Brad Pitt recently, and Brad Pitt is the star of this F1 movie. And I even saw Tom Cruise saying he was going to be there on day one when it came out several weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Excited because I think the people that were behind the Top Gun reboot have done this movie.
Jerry Bruckheimer and some of those guys.
Exactly. Jerry Bruckheimer.
The director, Joe Kaczynski. I guess he directed Top Gun Maverick.
I mean, maybe I should be into it. For some reason, I've never gotten into the race. I don't even think I saw Days of Thunder back in the day with Tom Cruise.
Mm. Well, this all stems from the Netflix series, right? A couple years ago. Am I right?
F1 has gotten a lot more popular because of that show.
Yeah.
I've never jumped on board. I know a lot of people that that have gotten into watching F1.
I have friends, yeah, that travel because of that. I have a friend currently right now. He and his wife, I don't even know where the hell they are. I don't know if they're in Italy. I don't know where they are. They're somewhere over in Europe. And I believe they're basing this trip on, Drab, am I right? Is there a trip? Is there a race, an F1 race in the next week or two in Europe?
They're in Austria right now.
And then where are they next week?
Around the 4th of July is always the British Grand Prix.
Mm.
Silverstone. Yeah. That's a massive one. So they might be going to that.
They might be going to that. I mean, yeah. They're planning the trip around this freaking F1 thing.
Yeah, well, I don't think this movie is I'm going to go see it this weekend. To me, like, you don't have to be into F1 they're going to dumb it way down. It's just going to be Fast and the Furious on track. It's pretty much what I'm thinking. Like, a lot of cut scenes, loud, very loud.
Is it
loud.
Getting good reviews? Or
yes, I think so. I mean,
are the special effects silly?
I saw that, like, the popcorn or the audience meter, whatever it is, was 97%.
Oh, that's awesome. Because this article, which you handed to us, which is from the New York Times, written by Luke Smith and Madeline Coleman. Smith says he felt lukewarm about the film. Didn't feel much connection to any of the characters.
Yeah, but those are your movie critics that you know, this is movie's not for them. This is summer blockbuster. Get your popcorn. It's going to be loud. Have some fun. Brad Pitt, you got your superstar.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I love movies like this. This is what the theater is all about.
When are you going to see it?
Probably tomorrow.
Really?
Probably tomorrow.
So my buddies.
Well, it also has Damson Idris in it. Now, Damson Idris, you guys probably don't know him, but I think he's the co-star. He is a really good, he's a British actor, but he was in one of my favorite shows, Snowfall, which was on FX, where he played a drug dealer in LA back in the 80s. He's just a really good actor. Now, I don't know what the plot is of this movie, but I think he is kind of like the enemy in this, the F1, the movie?
I think he's the rival.
He's the rival,
I think they might be on the same team.
Yeah.
They're competing against each other. If I had to guess, I think Brad Pitt is like the old guy who is an outcast.
And this is the young up-and-comer.
Yeah, I think he cheated at some point.
I think you'll really like, if you haven't seen Idris act, I think you'll really like him in this one.
Mm. So my buddy's in.
So let me know how it is.
Germany and Austria right now.
Yeah. He just said Austria was going to have a race.
Yeah, Austria is this weekend.
So maybe that's what he must be there for the Austria race.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
My cousin, I know, look, he lives in Puerto Rico. He went to the one in Miami. You always see celebrities.
Yeah, he's there for the Austrian Grand Prix. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's popular.
Yeah, I mean, shocking. It sounds like something I would be interested in.
By the way, Damson Idris, you guys don't remember this, was here in studio years ago because he was promoting Snowfall, and he and the other co-star were doing an interview with PGC, and I got a picture taken with him. Mm. So the co-star of F1, the movie, was here a few years ago to promote Snowfall on FX. Cool. It was very cool, yeah. Very quiet. But he's a really good actor.
All right, let's go.
What happened to us potentially getting more of those screenings?
I don't know.
You know, like the last one that we did for Warfare, part of it was, hey, go out there.
Well, then we got the director.
Everybody show your face.
That guy was really good.
No, but part of it was the people like there that run the screenings to get in the mix for more. Because this would be like a perfect one.
Yeah, I'd be all
I was going to say, I thought this would be it.
All right, let's go to Nick.
I certainly wasn't going to see it.
He said he saw F1 last night. Nick, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's up? Talk to me.
Yeah, I saw the movie last night. It's definitely y'all type of movie. I hear y'all talk about movies with Kevin all the time.
Yeah.
Not a Marvel type movie. You're going to love F1, and you don't have to be an F1 guy, because I'm not an F1 guy.
Right.
But I saw the movie last night. It was real good.
What made it so good?
You feel like you're in the car.
Is it a redemption story for, like, Brad Pitt's character?
Yeah. He's an old guy who, you know, flamed out and trying to get back and try to help teach the young up-and-comer. But I like how they put you in the car, make you feel like you were actually racing, you know, throughout the scenes.
Right. I tell you.
So, yeah, it was a good movie.
How's my boy Damson Idris? Did you like him?
I was just about to say he might be up for an award. What's the supporting
Academy
actor?
Award or something?
For an Oscar?
Yeah.
So, oh, really?
Supporting though, yeah.
So you liked him. He was good, huh?
Yeah. He was real good in the movie.
Yeah.
I've always been intrigued. I told you, I've never done it, but I've always been intrigued by, I like the racing stuff. Like, get me a nice racing chair in a high-end racing game and just want to race. You know what I mean? Like, give me one of those gaming chairs in a high-end racing game. I think I would like that. Give me, like, the stick shift and, you know what I mean? I think The way those games are.
Do you ever go into a Dave and Buster's and play those games?
Not in 15 years. Well, I'm telling you, I think I would like it.
You should go to the F1 arcade in D.C.
I didn't even know they have one.
Yeah, it opened, I don't know, less than a year ago. It's like an official F1 arcade where it's like it's
the highest end you could have, probably.
High end, but the bar is high end, too. Like, it's a classy place, but then they have, like, these simulators over there.
No, I think I would be all in it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I had a buddy like 20 years ago that had built one, like when they were first kind of like being the thing, and he was all into it, and I never got into contraption, but it looked like it'd be fun. And I imagine now with like the graphics and everything, it's probably
insane.
No,
the graphics are great. Probably, I mean,
totally immersive.
We grew up playing Turbo and then Pole Position. Those were the
big
games. So
beyond that now, yeah.
But I go to Dave & Buster's probably 3 or 4 times a year, maybe a little even more than that. And I don't play a ton of the games because usually I'm just there with my kids, but I might jump on the motorcycle every once in a while and do it. They're fun.
Let's do it. Let's do an appearance at the F1 bar. I'm all in.
Yeah. Yeah. I know Mar would love it.
Mar, let's set that up. Go over there and do a sales call or something.
I would love to do that. I have a couple of buddies that went over there like a month or two ago, and they said it was incredible.
Now, is it just all dudes in there, or that you could some guys drag their girls over there?
Yeah, there's a good amount of smoking and joking going on in there.
Really?
They get a little boozed up and then jump on one of the sims.
Right. Now, how big, like, when you say sim, it's not as big as like a golf simulator, right? Like, it's just a smaller little booth?
No, yeah. They're smaller, much smaller. Booth. They got a bunch of them.
And they got a bunch?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm in. I would love to do that. Let's do a happy hour, get some wings, and go in there and just race cars.
I think you'd probably like this movie, too. I
think though, they almost look like, I'm telling you, Dave and Buster's might have something very similar. But it does look like a cool bar. I just punched it up.
Yeah.
It looks like mostly the smoking and joking going around. And then they've got in the middle,
right?
You know, some little area where you sit down.
I like it. Is this like something that they're doing in big cities, like all over the country, like F1 bars? Is that like a thing?
I'm not sure how many there are.
Yeah.
I'm really not.
And this one's been open, what, for like a year?
Something like that, yeah.
All right. I'm all in. Let's get the salespeople on it.
There's only 3 in the U.S. right now. Boston, Philadelphia, and then D.C.
Mm. Nice.
They're exclusive.
The problem is you're going to want to go like at 11 a.m.
Why?
Well, I just know you. Like,
you're gonna I would do a happy hour. I would do a happy hour.
Okay. In D.C.?
100%. It's, you know, right. it'd be fun. I'll have to start drinking again. That's fine.
I think we all know that's starting in Dallas.
I might have to start in Dallas.
Yeah,
that's good.
Although,
start.
Did I tell you this? None of my guys, none of the volleyball dads are going. It's just going to be all the moms. The guys are the boozers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The moms aren't.
There's not one dad going?
I mean, there might be one or two, but like the hardcore. I have a couple guys, like Mike that calls in. I have a couple guys. They have all the bars plotted out. In between matches, we're hiking all over cities, going to these bars, getting on. Those guys aren't going. I don't know what I'm going to do.
That's kind of a show.
What?
You guys are planning out your bar trips in between matches?
Hey, I don't. I would much rather just sit in the convention center and get bad chicken wings and Gatorade. But they drag me all across these cities. But you do get kind of used to it. I don't know what we're going to do for a week.
Watch volleyball?
I mean, there's a lot of waiting.
It's one thing to watch your daughter.
Yeah, you play. Like,
you got to wait an hour and a half at the hotel.
There's not time to do
pool.
All that. You don't have time to do all that. It's like you have like an hour and a half. It's just enough time.
Grab an appetizer.
Yeah, it's just whatever.
Go to a restaurant, get some apps.
The dads have disappointed me. They're not representing.
Not on this trip.
Anyway, might still be sober.
I didn't know you guys are doing bar crawls.
It's basically a bar crawl. That's what it turned into, especially with your boy Mike. Mike's like the lead.
Mike the banker?
Mike the banker. He's the lead drunkard.
Lead drunkard and prize pig.
Is he still a prize pig?
He calls it for everything.
I think it's been a while, though.
Yeah, he might be laying low.
Maybe. He calls in pretty frequently. Gets through for the games. Coming up at 8:25, we got the Wizards GM, Will Dawkins. We'll recap the draft and look ahead to the next season for the Washington Wizards. Mark Ein will join us, Commander's minority owner. He's the chairman of the D.C. City Open. So we will talk some tennis with him. Coming up next, we got some stadium news that we got to get into with the Washington Commanders. Will they be getting to RFK by 2030? We'll see.